ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen,
when I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this special one-hour edition will split 50-50 between boxing and mixed martial arts. And, of course, there's news and results from all over the globe on both sports. First up, we'll talk about the Juan Manuel Marquez win last night. Of course, Manny Pacquiao's nemesis, the man that's beat Manny at least two out of three times and not gotten a decision in any of the three fights. And, of course, that third fight last November, wow, what a stinker that was, huh? And still they gave it to Pacquiao. Pacquiao knowing or told by his corner that he needed a knockout to win in the 12th round, yet he came out, did knock out Marquez, and still won the fight on a split decision. So Marquez has been robbed like a bank. Speaking of robberies, last night in Las Vegas on HBO pay-per-view, of course, the HBO pay-per-view card was split 50-50 between Mexico City, that's where Juan Manuel Marquez took on Sergey Fedorchenko, and he beat Fedorchenko on a unanimous nod over 12 rounds. And then there was the co-feature, and that was in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that was a heist. Brandon Rios out of Oxnard, California, split decision winner over Richard Abril of Miami, Florida, formerly of Havana, Cuba. Rios now 30-0-1, 22 KOs. Get this, he didn't win two rounds. Some people, the Brits, the British TV team gave him one round. Wow. Lots of boxing to talk about. Of course, we'll talk about Alexander Gustafsson. Mike Pyle, one of the stars of the upcoming movie Men in Black 3, and of course, one of the UFC fighters. He'll be on the show at about 30 minutes past the hour. So you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/#RingTalk.
.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Be the talk of the neighborhood this spring with a new Goal Setter basketball hoop in your driveway.
Goal Setter basketball hoops are height adjustable and are the safest hoop in the market.
In business for 21 years, Goal Setter hoops carry a lifetime warranty for a lifetime of fun and memories in your driveway. Call or click today and chat with a Goal Setter basketball specialist at 800-362-4625. That's 800-362-4625 or go to goalsetter.com.
Hurry, these Goal Setter spring deals won't last long.
That's goalsetter.com, the best in basketball.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Joe Louis has done it again. He's on the comeback trail. Joe, will you say a word to the audience?
1 minute.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad I win.
That was Joe Louis's brief statement. You must have something more to say, Joe. You really fought a magnificent battle.
I hope I win. Get ran the right to go back to the championship anyway.
Fine, old Joe. Okay. Joe Louis has just been pulled out by Harry Bailo. And if I take a look across the ring, I'll see if it's possible to get over to Jack Sharkey. If he isn't in too bad condition.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
And he wasn't talking about Joe Louis. He was talking about me, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, folks. Last night in Las Vegas, well, what can I say? Either judges are inept or they're crooked. Now, that's the decision you've got to ask. And, of course, we've got a couple of polls going right now at ringtalk.com. One of them is, did Richard Abreu win the fight last night with Brandon Rios? Or did Brandon Rios win? Well, guess what? 100% of the viewers thus far at ringtalk.com think that Richard Abreu won the fight. And when the question was asked, is boxing fixed? 43% say it is fixed. 41% say it isn't. And, of course, when I polled 100 people here in San Francisco about a year ago, 72 people thought that boxing was fixed. So straight up, we want to know the opinion of my next guest. He's one of our featured writers at ringtalk.com. In fact, he puts together the website. So if you got any complaints, send them to him. Of course, I'm talking about the great KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
Not much. How you doing?
Nah, I'm doing all right, man. So tell me, crooked or inept? Jerry Roth had it 116-112. And Glenn Trowbridge had it 115-113 or 115-112. 115-113 for Rios. And I had it like 11-1 in rounds. And then I argued with somebody, and somebody said, "Well, you might have gave him two rounds." So okay, we'll give him 10-2 rounds. We're talking about Richard Abreu winning 10-2. I had it 118-110. How did you have it?
I probably, to be generous, I probably maybe had it 10-2, but I think watching that bout, I remember last night when I was watching it, I think I called you about the 9th or 10th round, and I remember saying to you that if Abreu loses this fight, this is probably going to be the biggest robbery in boxing history. And I kind of said it jokingly because I thought there was absolutely no way that Abreu could get robbed here. But obviously this is boxing, and, you know, anything that's possible can happen in boxing. And it was pretty crazy. I mean, to see a guy who basically what these judges did to Abreu was they committed career suicide. And kind of what I mean by that is these types of decisions can derail guys' careers. And I was thinking about this before, you know, to mention this on the show, and I mean, this is as disheartening as it gets for me to say this, but it's going to take a fighter to get robbed and kill himself after a fight before anybody does anything about this. Because, I mean, we've seen about 3 fights this year where guys clearly got beat, the hometown guy got the decision. Something dramatic is going to have to happen to one of these fighters who loses for anybody to even notice, because nobody seems to want to do anything about it. It's such an accepted norm in the sport, and it sickens me to heart to see Abreu get ripped off like that.
Well, you know, I think it's almost boxing in Las Vegas is like legal prostitution. I mean, it's illegal for
to sell your body and sell your soul in Las Vegas, but when it comes to boxing matches, it seems to be like prostitution is like, that's what's happening here with these judges. Either they're being bought and paid for, or they're totally inept. Now, Jerry Roth has been around about, I don't know, 25, 30 years. He's 70 years old. Maybe it's time for Jerry to take a hike. Glenn Trowbridge hasn't been around quite as long, but he's not that good of a judge either. And yet, Keith Kaiser, the man that runs the Nevada City Athletic Commission, he keeps using these guys time in and time out. And I just can't believe, you know, Adelaide Byrd, the wife of Robert Byrd, the referee, and last night scored at 117-111, and she gave Brandon Rios one more round than I did. I had a 118-110, but she had a 117-111, and these other judges went the other way by like 9 and 10 points. That's incredible. That's just, and unfortunately, you know, I think it's going to work to the detriment of Miss Byrd. I think she's one of the best officials in boxing and MMA. She's straight. She calls it down the middle no matter what's happening. But I think it's going to be to her detriment, the fact that she's going against a boxing establishment, per se, in Las Vegas and voting the right way. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's normally what happens is in boxing is the only sport that I know that when officials do a disservice, they get more assignments. Like last night, I think on the undercard, Russell Mora, everybody's favorite referee, he was doing one. I don't know if it was last night. It might have been on Friday Night Fights. But either way, none of these guys deserve TV time. None of them deserve to do major bouts. I mean, this is pretty simple. When you see fights that are easy to score, I understand, you know, you're going to watch a close bout, and you're not going to always two judges can see things from totally different way. And I understand that judging is much more difficult when you're there live than when you're obviously watching on television. I definitely understand that rationale. But what I don't understand is when one guy is, you know, he's landing all the clean punches, all right, he's the ring generalship, even in a fight, most fights you don't even score for defense, this guy's defense, you would have given him high marks for that. I mean, he was blocking Rios' left hook. I mean, this was clear as day. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out who's winning the fight. And I think we really need to put these scorecards under a microscope and look at what these guys were looking at in these rounds that they were scoring for Rios. Because, I mean, he wasn't doing much but just winging punches and missing, and his punches were getting blocked and just taking punishment. I mean, there's nothing more to it than that.
Let me explain it to our listeners like this. You're sitting down at a Las Vegas casino, and you get a blackjack, which is an ace or a queen and a 10, okay? And it's 21. All right, no doubt about it, all right? So, I mean, 21, you can't get beat, right? Some guy next to you gets a 17, and he wins. That's what it's like getting screwed in a boxing match. I mean, you get a 21, you hit a blackjack like a real hit last night, and what happens? You get turned around, you get banged. I mean, you said it was probably one of the worst decisions you've ever seen, but it's continued. It's a process. It's the norm. It's not the exception to the rule. It is the rule.
And you know what really bothers me the most, and I probably said this earlier, but the thing that really kills me about this, what people don't understand, what's going on here is this ruins guys' careers. All right, this guy Abril, he lost a chance of winning the title. And I know people say the titles don't mean anything, but to a lot of fighters they do. To a lot of networks, the titles matter. It gets guys more money. It gives them more of a status, something to hold on to present to these TV networks that they're credible and they're legitimate. And a lot of these guys who run the networks are clowns, and I know a lot of these belts don't mean anything. But to a guy like Abril, he really needed to win that fight to get bigger fights. Now this guy's probably going to get relegated to the back of the line. I mean, people are going to jump up in the air and say he got robbed and this and that. But 2 weeks later, nobody's going to even remember about it, and it's going to be business as usual in boxing. And this is just absolutely disgusting to have this guy's career suffer because he won the fight. You, when you go to work and you do your job, you don't go and do your job to the best of your ability, and then the next day you get fired and they hire some clown. This is not the right thing to do to somebody who comes to the office and does their job the way they're supposed to. I mean, this is just really, really saddening to me to have to even talk about this because we discussed this last week, and now we're going through the same thing again here. I'd rather be talking about something positive.
Ron Marshall, the boxing historian, the owner of PugilLibre.com, of course, the premier purveyor of autographed boxing books in the world, he thinks a boxing should be scored like gymnastics. Have three judges and have all three judges score the fight and then, like, give them 6.5, 9.5, actually break down the points that way, and then throw out the top score and throw out the bottom score and go with the middle score. Or he thinks maybe we should bring back just the referee as a sole arbitrator. What do you think of either of those ideas?
The Olympic one sounds reasonable because I think it would definitely put the judges under a little bit more of a microscope in each individual round in that sense. I think the referee, I don't know if that works. And the reason why is a lot of times I think the referee can't really see the action, even though he's close. And I think it's just leaving basically the style of what one person's looking for. It leaves everything up to one person. So if a judge is somebody who favors aggressors, all the discretion on how he's judging the bout is based on aggression. So I don't know if that necessarily works all the time, and especially in close fights, one guy might just get the nod because he's the aggressor, and I don't think that's fair. I think you do need three people looking at the bout objectively from a different point of view and from a style point of view, because styles definitely influence on judges. So not everybody's looking at the same thing.
Here's a comment before I let you go from Wilhelm at ringtalk.com. Even if he isn't on the payroll racket, like receiving an upfront bribe, there's still likely an unspoken agreement. I think that's what it always has been. I mean, you know who to vote for if you're the judge. You know who the house fighter is. You knew that Paul Williams was a house fighter over Arisandy Lara a year ago. I mean, I can go on and on, but, you know, Tavares Cloud was a house fighter over Gabriel Campillo about a month and a half ago. And, I mean, that was an atrocious fight. I scored a 10-2 in rounds, even though I did give Cloud a 3.
You know what I think really needs to be done, I think, in boxing? I think this have a major effect on the sport. Is they need to put what these judges are getting paid under the microscope, perks, other things that they're being given for these fights, flights, all this stuff needs to be put under a microscope.
Yeah, but these are Las Vegas judges, and they're getting four figure paydays. They're getting $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for these fights. Some of the big fights, they get more than that.
But I'm not even referring to just the pay. I'm referring to the other perks that these guys are getting. This stuff needs to be documented. People need to see what these guys are receiving from promoters. I know, obviously, from the standpoint, a lot of this stuff is they're going to try to hide it. But, you know, I think there needs to be some amendment to this Muhammad Ali Act that adds some of this other stuff that's involved in corruption with judging and officiating. And I, you know, take it away from just being involved with managers and promoters and that type of thing, and some more stipulations, maybe amendments added into it, because I think this is what's really killing the sport of boxing. And it's not just killing the sport for the viewers. It's really, my biggest concern is the fighters who are being ripped off and losing money, because at the end of the day, these guys fight for money. They don't just fight for our entertainment.
Kev, I got to run, but I'll put it to you like this. The Muhammad Ali Act is probably about as impotent as a 105-year-old man. It has no teeth in it. There's no authority in the bill. I mean, this Full Disclosure Act that they talked about early on, that's not being told to the fighters anymore. The Muhammad Ali Act is a farce, just like the guy that drew it up, Senator John McCain. Anyway, I got to run. God bless.
All right. God bless you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Coming up, a man that's been a movie star apart and an MMA fighter as well. I'm talking about the UFC's Mike Pyle. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Yeah. If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
And that heavyweight tournament final, the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight title fight going down for the gold, folks. That'll be at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. That's May 19th. It'll be televised on Showtime. And, of course, Josh Barnett on last week's show. And Josh Barnett's quite a character, folks. No question about that. I can see why he's got such a personality. And that he will be, I think, when he's done with MMA, which doesn't mean he's got a few years left. But I think when he's done with MMA, he can either go into acting and or stand-up comedy or maybe stick with professional wrestling. He does some great stand-ups, no question about that. Yesterday in Sweden, of course, the UFC went to Sweden, and the Swede won sweetly. I'm talking about Alexander Gustafsson, now 15-1. He figuratively beat the snot out of Thiago Silva. Silva coming in at 14-2, obviously leaving at 14-3. This is in Stockholm, Sweden, where the kid Gustafsson is like the god. Anyway, it was televised on Fuel TV. Since most of you don't have Fuel TV, I know I don't. I had to go watch it at a sports bar, but the bottom line is, you know, I wish Comcast and some of these other cable networks would end up picking up Fuel TV, because Fuel TV is where the UFC is at outside of FX, because it isn't on Spike anymore. If you see the UFC on Spike, it's the old shows, because Spike, the contract was expired December 31st, 2011, and Spike's running replays for a year, and then Spike's going to go with Bellator Fighting Championships, and that'll be January 1st, 2013. But until then, you know, Spike's going to run reruns, but Fuel TV is going to have a lot of the fights of the UFC. And if nobody gets Fuel TV, what good is it? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. My next guest has a colorful past and a colorful future. He is a UFC fighter of note. I'm talking about the great Mike Pyle. What's up, Big Mike?
What's happening, guys?
How's life treating you?
Oh, man, couldn't be better. I have no complaints at all.
Okay. Tell me, let's just talk about your acting career first. Huh? You been in a few movies or what?
I've been in a few movies, yeah.
All right.
You ever? Yeah, yeah. It's Universal Soldiers Regeneration. I got a quick little part also in Men in Black 3 that's coming out. Jason Statham film Safe. Just a couple bit of stunt work on Safe. But, yeah, so I'm getting my feet wet with that.
So cool. So this thing in Men in Black 3, are you wearing some type of mask or costume or something like that? Or
there's... Yeah, I am I'm an alien in there, so I wouldn't be recognizable. Only my mother might be able to point me out.
Mike Pyle is our guest, folks. He is a UFC fighter with a 22-8-1 record. His main forte is striking and jiu-jitsu. Where'd you learn jiu-jitsu at?
I learned jiu-jitsu in the backyard in a shed.
Okay, and that's in Tennessee?
That is in Tennessee, yes, sir.
So who's teaching jiu-jitsu in Tennessee?
Mike Pyle was teaching jiu-jitsu in Tennessee.
You were teaching it, but how'd you learn it?
I am self-taught, my friend.
Okay, self-taught.
Yep.
Interesting.
I was self-taught how to fight MMA for several years in the beginning. I self-taught when I fought Fitch, and when I fought Rampage. I had no coach, I had no mentor other than, you know, watching videotapes from the Gracies and things like that. So I was very into, I had to teach myself, man. I was in a little tiny one-horse town where there was a couple of stop signs and a grocery store, bro.
Okay, so speaking of Gracie, Hoyce Gracie sure couldn't make it today, not in today's world. The world of mixed martial arts has expanded such. I mean, there's so many different variations, so many different styles of fighting. That Gracie and the Gi, I don't think he'd make it today. Do you?
The time has definitely changed. I have a great respect for Hoyce and what he has done because of Hoyce and his family. We are on this radio show because of that. So I think it would be a very good challenge for him. I think that he could hold his own. So,
when I think of Hoyce Grace, I think he was fighting Matt Hughes in L.A., where Matt Hughes basically broke his arm and he refused to submit. Wasn't that the fight?
Yeah. Like I say, times have changed. He is the number one pioneer of this sport. You know, when people think of, you know, MMA now, in my era, it was Hoyce. And so anyway, it would be tough for him, yes.
Okay. We're going to talk about the upcoming UFC 145 next week. John Jones and Rashad Evans got a station break coming up in just about a minute and a half. We're talking with Mike Pyle, folks. Of course, he is a UFC fighter of note, and he will be in Men in Black 3, and he will be only known to his mother. So are you getting credits at the end? Are they going to say Alien Number 5, Mike Pyle, or something like that, or what?
Right now I'm credited on IMDb. Who knows, man? You know, it was such a, you know, it was a very, very small part, however I was in the film. So, you know, it's not a big role by no means.
Does that pay more than a fight? Does that pay pretty good going being in a movie or what?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. It might not pay as much as Bone Jones and some of the champs are making, but that's just props to being the champ, I suppose.
Okay, good enough. We're going to talk UFC 145 with Mike Pyle. We'll talk about the Gustafsson fight last night. Of course, a winner over Thiago Silva over in Sweden that was on Fuel TV. And if you don't get Fuel TV, I don't know what to say. Complain to Dana White. Tell Dana that enough people, we need more people and more cable systems to pick up Fuel TV. Do you get Fuel TV, Mike?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if I get Fuel TV or not. I couldn't find it on my on my Cox cable. I have this a carrier called Cox.
Yeah,
no,
so
I don't know.
I used to work for Cox Cable down in San Diego televising boxing back in the day, but if Cox Cable doesn't have it and Comcast doesn't have it, those are two of the biggest cable companies in the entire country. If they don't have it, that's not good.
I'm sure I do. I just couldn't find it.
You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, next Saturday, April 21st, UFC 145 goes down. Of course, the prelims will be on FX Cable. Then, of course, at 7 p.m. Pacific time, the main card starts on pay-per-view. John Bones Jones, the once-beaten light heavyweight champion, taking on the ex-champ Rashad Evans. They used to be friends. Now they're bitter enemies. And according to my guest yesterday, they really are bitter enemies. Brendan Schaub says they are bitter enemies nowadays. This is not hype. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
What if you can get an extra quarter tank of gas free every time you filled up? That's what it's like when you have the revolutionary new Platinum Vapor Injection System installed in your vacuum line. The PVI is a tiny, easy-to-install device that can increase your gas mileage by up to 25% according to U.S. government-verified testing, and it's guaranteed. Find out more right now by calling 1-800-504-7984. That's 1-800-504-7984. The PVI system is a tiny device that you install yourself under the hood in just seconds without even using tools. There's a PVI system in over 250,000 vehicles worldwide, and government-verified testing proved it works. Call 1-800-504-7984. Start getting up to 25% better gas mileage, guaranteed, and save thousands of dollars a year with the Platinum Vapor Injection System. Call 1-800-504-7984 for the new Platinum Vapor Injection System. 1-800-504-7984.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is a bad spot to be in. 2 minutes left.
Going for the rear naked. He rolls him over. Uh-oh. Randleman.
Oh, he's got the figure four body lock.
In a lot of
got him locked.
In a lot of trouble. Can Kevin Randleman get out of this? Randleman holding on.
This is how Gracie finished Kondo in his last fight. Props to Randleman at 38, desperately trying to save his career.
Randleman is keeping that arm from being underneath his chin, but the moment it slides underneath his chin, Kevin Randleman's in a world of trouble here. The one thing he can do is he can wrestle to put his back on the mat. If he puts his back on the mat, Gracie cannot be on his back
choking him.
And again, well, how much difficulty he's used to training with the gi. It looks like he is having. And again, Randleman, great job of defending. But Gracie with the gi, not with the gi in mixed martial arts.
Well, it's hard to do. And plus, look how long his arms are. That's a long arm to get underneath that chin. Randleman's just swimming the chin around and keeping it from getting underneath.
Very impressed with Randleman's submission defense.
Oh, under now.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Another member of the famed Gracie family. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the line, I guess, from Tennessee. Is that where you're still living in Tennessee, Mike?
No, I hail from Vegas now.
You hail from Sin City, Las Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike Pyle, 22-8-1. Of course, he'll be in FX3. Which is what's that going to be in June the 8th?
June 8th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay, tell me about Josh Neer. You'll be fighting him. What does he bring to the dance?
I'm sorry?
What does Josh Neer bring to the dance?
he brings a ton of experience. He's probably one of the most hard-nosed competitors in the sport today. Very tough and resilient, man. And he's skillful, so... he likes to bring it, so okay. I'm going to be in a fight.
I used to fight, and I've said this before, is that I used to dream about fights. I never dreamed about losing, but I used to dream about fights, and the dreams would always have me winning in various ways, for the most part. And have you dreamed about this fight? Can you see this fight? Can you imagine this fight? I mean, how do you think this is going to go down?
Well, you know, I visualize a win always, you know. I don't know so much if I have dreams about my opponents or anything like that, but I might have dreams. Or before I go to sleep, I'm thinking about that fight, and I'm mm-hmm. running through every scenario that, you know, that could possibly be. And so, I don't dream about my fights.
Okay, this will be on FX Cable, FX3, of course, that's June the 8th, taking on Josh Neer. Let's talk about next week's fight card. Now, we've got Rashad Evans, of course, the ex-champion, the man that knocked out Chuck Liddell with, like, one shot. Bang, lights out, baby. Good night, sweet prince. And now he's taking on John Jones, considered, like, one of the best, if not the best fighter in MMA. And, you know, I used to say that about boxing. This guy's the best fighter in boxing. You need to get beat, you know, because... In MMA, there's even more ways to get beat. You can get beat by knockout, get beat by submission, get beat by on decision. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to lose in MMA. So, John Jones, Rashad Evans, break that fight down for us.
Well, you know, they're obviously not best of friends
anymore.
So that'll bring a lot of good intensity to the table. You know, there's a lot of build up to that fight. You know, and that's what's, you know, that's what's great about the sport. Like you're saying, you know, there's so many different ways that either one of those guys could win, because they're both very, very, very well-rounded, you know, and Rashad being an ex-champ and, of course, you know, the current champ, both tremendous athletes. This is going to be a really good fight, you know. It's a hard one to call. You know, Jones is so long, and, you know, but Rashad claims that he's got his number because in training, you know, he's, you know, always has his number in training, so... Mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes. You know, I got a lot of guys in the gym that are upcoming fighters as well that, you know, that are you know, pretty decent in the gym. But you put them in the cage, man, they're a different animal. You know, they turn it on, and you're like, wow, that guy never performs like that in the gym. You know, so you can't go off of that. You know?
And then you have the flip side of that, Mike, where guys are gym fighters and they can't fight under the lights.
Yeah, you have the then you got the reverse of that. So you know. If Rashad wants to try to go off of, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, how he used to, you know, handle him, if he says so, that's the way it is. He's messing with the champ now. He's not messing with a green guy coming up anymore. So he needs to throw that thought out and you know, consider the fact that he's messing with the champ. So, and the champ has disposed of some many good fighters, finish them, not eked out a decision. He has finished them in great fashion, so that's a statement in itself. And I just look forward to that match. I'd like to be front row seat with a big bag of popcorn and watch that one.
He's improved, and there's no doubt about it. John Jones has improved in every fight, no question about that. Of course, they're fighting in Atlanta, Georgia next week, and of course that is the hometown of the champion. Mm-hmm. He's taking on Rashad Evans, the ex-champion, and as I said, Rashad's claim to fame is winning the light heavyweight title and losing it to Lyoto Machida, I believe, and of course there's no shame in that. But the bottom line is Rashad Evans, when I've seen Rashad lately, the last couple of times I've seen him on TV, he hasn't looked like he's been in the greatest shape in the world. He sort of looked fat and pudgy, and he looked winded a couple of times. I guess that'll be all. That'll be history. He'll be in his top form come next Saturday, huh?
Oh, he better be. He better be, because you can guarantee that young buck, being Jones, is going to come in there ready to take his title, keep his title, and to take and to take Rashad out. Jones don't play for points, as you can see. Jones wants to destroy you, and he does a good job at it.
He's the male equivalent of Ronda Rousey. Do you know who she is?
I know who Ronda Rousey is. Yeah,
she's tough broad, huh?
She's tough, man. She's tough, but I wouldn't compare the two.
All right, but I just meant that she is destroying women, though. I mean, she's like,
yeah,
she's destroying every woman put in front of her, of course. And I think that she, I was interested. It was interesting to note that the article on her last fight on Yahoo.com, written by the great Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, one of the best MMA writers in the entire world, probably the premier MMA writer. He said that article with Ronda Rousey got more hits than any article he'd ever written on MMA. You surprised at that or what?
No. I mean, this sport is attractive. You know what I mean? This sport is, this is modern day gladiators, if you will. This is the best sport in existence. It's the most interesting. I mean, you know, you put all the other sports together, you know, they can't offer what UFC has to offer in such a short time that it's been, you know, in existence. So, you know, it's awesome, dude. You know, you watch that sport, whether you are familiar with it or not, you'll stop and you'll watch it.
Of course.
You won't, someone who doesn't care or never seen or doesn't really pay attention to golf or pay attention to baseball or whatever, they walk by a huge screen with that going on, they're going to keep walking. They're not going to stop and go, oh my God, look at that swing that guy's got in baseball. They don't, it's not appealing. You walk by and you looking at two guys trying to spin, you know, doing spin kicks and picking each other up and slamming each other. You're going to stop and watch no matter who you are, and it's just the way it is.
We're talking with Mike Pyle, folks. Of course, he fights June the 8th on FX3. That's going to be on FX Cable. That's June the 8th from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's taking on Josh Neer. And what's going to be, 170 pounds?
170, that welterweight division, that is correct.
Is that a difficult weight for you, or can you handle that?
I can handle that just fine.
Okay. Could you make 155?
Oh, no. I'd have to cut a leg off.
Mike Pyle's our guest, of course. We're talking about the UFC. Speaking of the UFC now, if Junior Dos Santos does fight Alistair Overeem, who wins that?
Well, I wouldn't want to be Alistair in a win or lose situation in that scenario, you know, because of the accusations against him. You win, you know, people have certain opinions on why you won. If you lose, they'll have certain opinions. You know, either way, it's just at this point, I don't know. It could be a bad fight, you know, for either one.
Is it bad for the sport?
It is bad for the sport, of course.
Okay, cool. We're talking about Alistair Overeem testing positive for testosterone about 3 weeks ago in Las Vegas. And originally, I was told the rating was 6 or 7 to 1. Usually the normal range is about 4 to 1, and they'll let you get away with 4 or 5 to 1, sometimes 6 to 1, but anything at 7 and above is considered high. But it turned out he was testing 14 to 1. So, wow, I thought that the Nevada State Athletic Commission would possibly license him now before, and then I heard it was 14 to 1. I'm thinking probably not. So who do you think, if there's a substitute there, Frank Mir would probably be the most likely challenger, but Dana White is saying that's not going to happen.
Well, you know, he's the boss. And if, you know, the commission doesn't allow, you know, Alistair to continue with this major, huge fight, which he's botched, he's going to have to live with that. That's a decision he made, and it's terrible, you know, because, you know, the recognition that the sport is getting, and then all of a sudden, you know, a wrench is thrown in, you know, I don't see why, I honestly don't see why he's not gone, just like Marquardt was gone as soon as he had a high level of testosterone. There was no debating. There was no going in front of the commission and such a long delay of what's to hold in balance. It was, oh, yeah, well, you're out. You know, Dana makes examples of people, and he always has, and he always will. So it's strange to wonder why it's taken so long to find out a verdict of what's going on, you know, with Alistair.
Real quick, I think you know this guy. Rory McDonald's taking on Jay Mills next week. Who wins that fight?
He's taking on who?
Jay Mills.
I'm not aware of that, of the Jay or the other.
Okay, what about Brent? What about my man Brendan Schaub taking on Ben Rothwell? I'm big Ben.
Okay, that's going to be a good one. Ben Rothwell always comes. He's a hard-nosed cat, too. That guy comes to fight. You can hit that guy with the kitchen sink, and he's going to still come forward. He's got no quit in him. That's going to be a good fight. Schaub's looking better and better, you know, despite his loss against Nogueira. You know, that's Nogueira. He's a legend in the sport. That's no shame in that. So it's going to be an interesting fight. You know, I would like to see Schaub maybe take that because, you know, I've met him a few times and know him. So that's going to be a war.
Well, Mike Powell, we wish you the very best of luck June the 8th on FX Cable. Of course, I'll be watching. I'll be anticipating a good fight, and hopefully we can talk to you either before or after that.
Right on. Right on. I appreciate it. Everybody be sure to follow me on Twitter on Mike_Pyle.
There you go, Mike Pyle. Thank you so much, man, for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Pyle, UFC fighter, actor. What can I say? The guy's done it all. Started jiu-jitsu in his backyard in a shed in Tennessee, and now he's a UFC fighter. Of course, on FX3, that'll be June the 8th from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, taking on Josh Neer. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Little East Bay soul here. Greg Adams and his band. Of course, Greg, one of the original members of Tower of Power, and now doing his thing with East Bay Soul. They've got a brand new album out called East Bay Soul 2.0. Check it out at eastbaysoul.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family. family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Go on top here. Oh, goodness! It is all over! Whoa! Brendan Schaub gets a miracle protocol!
My buddy Brendan Schaub there, of course, stopping the legendary Miracle Pro Cup. UFC 145, Saturday, April 21st, we'll have 12 fights in all, 12 fights on the card. Next Saturday, we expect to have Tito Ortiz on the show, the Saturday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. On the Sunday show, the follow-up show, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, we will talk about the UFC card the night before with my favorite heavyweight. I'm talking about Pat Barry. So Pat Barry is going to be here. He's such a great guest, folks. We'll have a good time with Pat. So expect Pat Barry next Sunday, Tito Ortiz next Saturday, of course. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You can check out our MMA articles and our boxing articles at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. If you like to hear our prior shows, like with Brendan Schaub, and we've got some great guests, I mean, check it out. All our podcasts and stuff like that, it's all at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Now, next week, John Jones, 15-1, he'll move to 16-1. I think he stops Rashad Evans. I don't care what Rashad says about them fighting in the gym. I just don't see that fight being as close as Rashad Evans trying to make it up. He talks a good game, but I tell you, John Jones is the real deal. He's 6'4", he's 205 pounds, he's got the reach, and you know what? He's learned how to ground and pound, he's learned how to wrestle, he's learned a little jiu-jitsu. I mean, he's put his entire game together. This man is together. He's one of the most complete fighters I've ever seen, and I know, as I've said before, I put this asterisk every time I say that a guy's going to win a fight. There's so many ways to lose a fight in the world of mixed martial arts that it's scary. But John Jones is scary. Just like Mike Pyle said just a couple of minutes ago, there's no question about it that John Jones is a scary guy. Want to thank Mike Pyle. Want to thank Kevin Perry, KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com for his boxing input. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, boxing and MMA, an hour of boxing, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then at noon Pacific time, we talk nothing but MMA for an hour, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.